When it comes to having a well-run pension system, researcher John Graham says Wisconsin has it under control. He's a senior fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis.
Well, in Wisconsin, because of the way it's operated, the funding ratio is 100%, which means that Wisconsinites can be as confident as any human being can be in any human system that the obligations to the retirees and to the workers are going to be satisfied, and there won't be any unpleasant surprises in future years.
Graham says a lot of other places can't say the same.
I came from California, where municipalities are going bankrupt because of their public employee pensions.
While Graham applauds Wisconsin's job managing its pension system, he insists the retirement age of 55 is too low. Last year, a Republican legislator circulated a bill to boost the retirement age for state employees under 40, but it did not advance. A bigger change, Graham recommends, is in Wisconsin's health insurance program for state workers. Many continue using it in retirement.
One of the things that is problematic is that it's a pay-as-you-go system. So people who are working in the public sector now, their premiums that they're paying for health care are actually going right into, they're not paying for their retiree health care benefits, they're paying for people who are already retired health care benefits.
Graham says the state should expect a shortfall of $953 million over the next 30 years. The problem of funding health care for retirees is not unique to Wisconsin, according to Sheila Weinberg. She's CEO of Truth in Accounting. It's a nonprofit organization that aims to help people better understand government finances. Weinberg says a better system would involve more discipline on the part of states.
As the employee is working, you know, it'd be kind of like if you're going to retire and you want to, you know, have $100,000, say, when you retire to cover your medical benefits, you know, you should put a little bit away every single year. And that's what the state should be doing also.
Weinberg says the states have amassed $584 billion in unfunded liabilities for public workers and retirees. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.